Hi, I'm Jonathan Mosen from Mosen Consulting. We've published an audio book on the powerful, accessible Zoom Cloud Meeting service called Meet Me in the Cloud, a guide to Zoom Cloud Meetings from a blindness perspective. The impressive feature set, superb accessibility on multiple platforms, ease of use, value for money, and quality audio means that we'd love to see Zoom Cloud Meetings used more often in the blind community. It's a product that's got us really excited. We also know that in businesses and universities all over the world, Zoom Cloud Meetings are being used widely, so becoming familiar with them is a good skill set. Mosen Consulting uses Zoom Cloud Meetings as its webinar platform of choice. For all these reasons, we're making the first part of our audiobook available to the blind community for free as a gift from us. It shows you how to get started if you want to participate in a Zoom Cloud Meeting. We hope you'll find that the information helps you to make basic use of Zoom meetings. If you'd like to know much more and become a power user for both attending and hosting meetings, then please head over to mosen.org/zoom. That's mosen.org/zoom, where you can learn more about our audiobook and what it contains and purchase it for instant download. Enjoy a part of this audiobook on us. Welcome to Meet Me in the Cloud, a guide to Zoom meetings from a blindness perspective. My name's Jonathan Mosen, and in this audiobook, I'll be helping you to make the most of Zoom. It's a powerful cross-platform audio and video communications tool, and its developers continue to demonstrate a strong commitment to accessibility. Its basic offering is completely free, and you can substantially upgrade its capabilities for a monthly charge that's incredibly reasonable given all that it does. This audiobook is for you, whether you want to create compelling and effective online meetings, use the high-quality, low-latency audio capabilities of Zoom for one-on-one conversations, hold global audio telephone conferences, or integrate it into recording top-quality podcasts. In this audiobook, I'll be using JAWS for Windows, the world's most popular screen reader for the majority of the time. When I discuss Zoom's mobile offerings, I'll be using an iPhone, running VoiceOver, which is the screen reader built into all iOS products. But the user interface of Zoom adheres to accessibility standards, so if you use a different operating system or screen reader, you should still be able to glean much from my demonstrations and descriptions. Note that since the Zoom website and its clients are under regular development, it may be that not all of the features are exactly as I describe them by the time you hear this tutorial. But hopefully you'll be able to get enough information to proceed. I first became aware of Zoom while I was taking a course via long distance learning at Stanford early in 2015. And when I learned that I'd have to attend online lectures via a meeting platform, my heart sank. So many of these solutions are tricky or even impossible to use with a screen reader. I was thrilled to discover then that, while not perfect at the time, Zoom was the most accessible mainstream platform of its kind that I'd come across. I've watched it closely since then, and I've been delighted by increasing accessibility over the last couple of years. Chances are you may have run across Zoom as well, because by mid-2017, Zoom was being used by over 550,000 businesses, which includes 50% of Fortune 50 companies. Also, it's used in 5,900 schools. But it's important to understand the platform's limitations from an accessibility perspective. As I'll demonstrate later, it is possible for a blind person to run great-looking presentations. If you're presenting to a sighted audience, the ability to run this kind of presentation could make the difference between being able to perform the tasks expected of you in your job and not being able to do the job at all. But like most platforms of this kind, Zoom shows what's on your screen to other meeting participants by sending a video stream of your screen using industry standards such as H.264. If being able to push presentation notes accessibly to blind people is critical for your use case, then you should investigate another option, like TC conferencing, which has been designed specifically to serve the blind community. That said, accessible presentation slides could be uploaded elsewhere and a link provided in the meeting's chat window, and there are numerous advantages of going with Zoom. So let's dive in. Attending your first meeting. Many people first come across Zoom when they're invited to a Zoom meeting. Each Zoom meeting consists of a numeric code. If you know you're going to make regular use of Zoom, then it makes sense to install the Zoom software on all of your devices and configure it according to your preferences. You can join in a meeting either by pasting or typing the meeting ID into the Join Meetings screen, or by activating a link which will take you to a web page and cause the Zoom app to start and take you to the meeting. If you'd like to go ahead and install the Windows or Mac clients, then you can visit www.zoom.us, that's www.zoom.us, and you can download the appropriate software from there. The install is a standard process on both the PC and the Mac. Zoom apps are also available in Apple's App Store and on Google's Play Store. If you activate a Zoom meeting link from an iOS device before you've installed the app, iOS is going to want to take you to the App Store to download the Zoom app. You'll be bugged, therefore, with permission screens in Safari asking if it's okay for the web page to open the App Store. So if you do intend attending Zoom meetings on your iPhone or your iPad, I'd recommend going to the App Store first, search the App Store for Zoom, and install the app named Zoom Cloud Meetings. Some meeting organizers also enable joining by telephone numbers around the world. This is a service that Zoom offers. If the meeting organizer has paid for toll-free access, you may be able to dial in on a toll-free number, but usually the phone numbers are standard and long-distance charges may apply. If you're only going to attend Zoom meetings once in a while, then it's easy to join using your PC or your Mac without having to install and configure the full app. So let's begin there. A common scenario is that someone may have sent you an email either with a link to a meeting in progress or a link to a meeting that will take place at a later time, and in that case, the email will tell you when the meeting is to take place. I have a Windows machine here. It's an Elbrail, and it doesn't have Zoom Cloud Meeting on it at the moment, and it never has. So I'm going to go into Microsoft Outlook. I've invited myself to a meeting, and we'll show you what happens if you get an invitation and you haven't installed the Zoom software yet.
Unread, Jonathan Mosen, please join Zoom meeting in progress, 9:24 a.m., 7KB, 1 of 1.
And this is what the email might look like. I'll press Enter to open the email.
Message from Jonathan.
And now I'll start to read it.
You are invited to a Zoom meeting now. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android. HTTPS 6.
And then we have a URL. And then if we scroll down.
Blank. Or iPhone 1 tap US blank. Or telephone. Dial. Plus 1-400-8600.
And there are a bunch of phone numbers here. The way I have my Zoom meetings configured, I have numbers for the United States, Australia, the UK, and New Zealand, because I quite often communicate with people from those countries. I'll scroll back up to get to the URL.
Dial or tele blank or iPhone blank link HTTP.
There's the link. I'll press enter on this and keep in mind that this device has never had Zoom on it in any form before.
Launch meeting Zoom Internet Explorer. Launch meeting Zoom. Notification bar. Press Alt plus N. Do you want to run or save Zoom Launcher.x130kb from Launcher.zoom.us?
Now I'm being asked if I want to run or save Zoom Launcher. What you get will depend on the browser that you use. So with some browsers, you won't be given the option to run the application. You may need to save it, in which case the application will be saved to your default downloads folder, and you'll need to use File Explorer in Windows 10 or Windows Explorer in earlier versions of Windows to locate the file and run it. Since I'm using Internet Explorer on this device, I do have the Run option in the information bar, so I'll simply press Alt-R to run the application.
12%. Notification bar. Press Alt plus N. Running security scan. Notification bar. Press Alt plus N. Running security scan. Zoom dialog. Setting up Zoom... Progress bar read only. 0%. 43%.
Zoom is now being set up.
Zoom edit user computer braille user. Please enter your name user edit computer braille.
I'm now asked to enter my name. Since I'm already logged in as Jonathan Mosen on my main account, I'm just going to type tutorial demo and press the tab key.
Blank. Remember my name for future meetings checkbox checked.
Normally, if you're typing your real name, you would want to leave this box checked and have your name remembered for future meetings. I'm going to uncheck it.
Not checked.
And press tab.
Join button.
I'll press the spacebar to activate it.
Alert, Jonathan Mosen has joined the meeting. Zoom, join audio conference by computer button.
To make this demonstration happen, I'm logged in on my primary Zoom account on my main computer, and I received a notification that the tutorial demo has joined the meeting. So what do we have on our computer, the one that's joining a Zoom meeting for the first time? Let's look at the current line.
Join audio conference by computer button.
If you choose to install the full Zoom meeting application, you can automate the process of joining your audio whenever you get a meeting invitation. But by default, you have to enable audio on each meeting that you attend. That's what's currently in focus. I'll press the tab key.
Test computer mic and speakers link.
We can also test our computer mic and speakers. We'll cover that in a later part of this tutorial.
Automatically join audio by computer when joining a meeting checkbox not checked.
You may well want to check this box because it just simplifies the process. It means that whenever you're invited to a meeting in future, you'll automatically join the computer audio and you won't have to worry about this process.
Computer audio tab check selected.
If I press the left arrow key,
phone call tab check selected.
You can participate in a cloud meeting via phone, as we discussed earlier, while joining the meeting on your computer for the purposes of screen sharing. Our right arrow,
computer audio tab check selected.
Because we want to use the computer audio, which gives us much better fidelity. I'll press the tab key.
Join audio conference by computer button.
And we're back around to the join audio conference by computer button. So although we've taken the time to explore this screen, since this is the first time we've seen it, it's simply a case of running the application, letting the install do its thing, and when Zoom Launcher runs, you're automatically sent to the meeting whose invitation caused this app to be downloaded. Press the spacebar on the join audio button, and you're away. We'll do that now. Now I'll stop that because of the way that the audio was set up on the mixer at the moment, you're hearing echo back, but that means that you can tell that we have joined the conference. If you install the full Zoom client on your device, you'll find that there are a lot of configuration options, and we'll take a look at those shortly. But there are some key commands that I'd like to introduce you to now, just in case you don't choose to install the full client, or you don't go ahead and configure the client. It may be that when you join your audio, that your audio is unmuted. That, in fact, is the default. The host may well mute your audio on a meeting-by-meeting basis, but it's nice to know how to mute your audio in the event that you just want to listen to a presentation that's going on. If everybody's considerate enough to mute their audio, then it also cuts down on unessential background noise like dogs barking or text-to-speech engines talking away. So you can mute your audio by pressing Alt with A. Think of Alt with A for audio. You'll get confirmation spoken as to whether the audio is muted or unmuted. If you're using a Mac, then the equivalent command is Command Shift A. Similarly, you may like to take some comfort from the fact that your video is not on, particularly if you don't feel comfortable about sharing your video. Once again, the host can determine whether a meeting exists with or without video, but they have no ability to stop you from turning your video off, even if it is a video meeting. To do that, press Alt plus V for video. The Mac command is Command Shift V, which toggles video on and off. Once again, you'll get some spoken feedback about the current state of video. Sometimes you'll attend a video where the host has muted everyone's audio because there's a presentation. You may listen to a guest speaker or two and have the ability to ask questions. In the Zoom client, there's a concept known as raising your hand, and that indicates to the meeting host that you want to speak. To raise your hand, press Alt-Y on Windows, Command-Shift-Y on Mac. At this point, at least with the version of the Zoom client that I'm using, I get no feedback that my hand has been raised. There are many other keyboard commands, and we'll discuss a lot of them later in this tutorial, but you can also find them on the Zoom website, or if you check under Settings Accessibility, you can scroll through the list there. It's frequently being updated with new features. So now let's take a look at how it works on the iPhone or iPad, any iOS device. I'm going to locate the same email, but this time on my iPhone.
Jonathan, J. Jonathan.
There it is.
Please join Zoom meeting in progress.
And I'll double tap that email.
So you are invited to a Zoom meeting now. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS or Android.
There's the URL, which I'm about to double tap. Now, here's what I've done so far. As I've recommended, I've gone to the App Store and I've searched for Zoom. I found Zoom Cloud Meetings and I've downloaded that app. It's a free app in the App Store, but I've not run it yet. So you might want to quickly do this when you get a Zoom invitation for the first time. And we can attend the meeting without having to set up an account or sign in or do anything like that at all. Let's double tap the link and see what happens now.
Alert. Open this page in Zoom.
Open this page in Zoom. That's exactly what we want to do, so we'll flick through the choices.
Cancel. Button. Open. Button.
And double tap open.
Start a meet. Wait. Zoom. In progress. Jonathan Mosen's personal meeting room. Heading. Leave. Button. In progress. Waiting for the host to start this meeting.
This is another scenario that you may come across from time to time where you arrive at the meeting before the host does. By default, Zoom doesn't allow the meeting to begin until the host joins, although the host can choose to override that behavior if they wish. For the first time in this tutorial, we're going to take a look at the computer on which I run Zoom primarily. That's our main studio computer. And because I've joined the meeting on my iPhone, that triggers an email to me as the host of the meeting. So I'm going to Alt-Tab into Microsoft Outlook now.
Inbox Primary Mail Outlook.
And inbox. Have a look at this email.
Zoom, your meeting attendees are waiting. Sun6/11/...
And so we'll press Enter on this email.
Message. Hi there. Please click this URL to start your Zoom meeting. Jonathan Mosen's personal meeting room.
And we'll talk about the concept of personal meeting rooms when we look at hosting a meeting. Right now, this part of the tutorial looks at simply attending a meeting. But I am going to open my Zoom client and join my personal meeting room.
Search box edit. Start Zoom desktop app.
I'll press enter.
Zoom Cloud Meetings. Zoom Pro account. Zoom connecting. Tab. Zoom Pro account.
I'm connected to the Zoom servers now, and I have a pro account. When we deal with hosting meetings, we'll talk about the differences between the standard and the pro account. The standard account is free and does give you quite a bit of flexibility to use Zoom at no charge at all. I'll press the tab key.
Status, available button dropdown, settings button, start with video button, start without video button.
And I'm going to start without video.
Zoom. Alert. You are using the computer audio.
Connecting.
Alert. Click to share screen.
Alert. Zoom would like to access the microphone. To hear others, please join audio.
What happened at that point was that because I joined the meeting, my iPhone has recognized that the host has arrived, and now it's going through a series of standard permission requests that you get in iOS. These will happen only once, the first time that you run the app and you try to attend a meeting. I'll flick through those on my iPhone now.
To hear others, please join audio. To hear others, don't allow. Button. Okay. Button.
I'm using iOS 10 as I put this tutorial together, and there were a couple of focus issues there, so I had to tap around the screen to get back into focus and find the OK button. I'll double tap on OK.
Okay, Zoom. Displaying Jonathan Mosen's avatar.
I'll go to the top of the screen now with a four-finger single tap.
To hear others, please join audio.
And it tells me, like it did when we joined from the L Braille, which is a Windows 10 device, that if you want to hear others, you've got to join audio. And we have the same choices available, but this time on the iPhone, so I'll flick to the right.
Call using internet audio. Button. Dial in. Button.
I want to call using internet audio, so I'll flick to the left.
Call using internet audio. Button.
And double tap.
Call your headphones. Button.
I'll just kill that in the mix before we get into a serious echo chamber, but that indicates that, once again, the iPhone is now connected. So just to recap, we downloaded the Zoom Cloud Meetings app on the iOS App Store, and we double-tapped a link that was contained in an email. It may well also be contained on a web page as well, or you could receive it via text message and anywhere that you can get a link. The app ran for the first time, and because this is an audio-only meeting, it asked for permission to use the microphone. If the meeting used video as well, and the first time you do attend a meeting that uses video, you'll also be asked for access to the camera. We were then asked to join audio, and you can join either by the phone or by internet audio, and it's usually internet audio that you'll want to pick. And we were in the meeting and able to participate. All of that without the requirement to even sign in to the Zoom service at all. So those are the basics of attending. There are many other features, most of which you can get by setting up a free Zoom account yourself. So let's take a look at that process now. To purchase the complete audiobook, Meet Me in the Cloud, a guide to Zoom Cloud Meetings from a Blindness Perspective, visit mosen.org/zoom. That's mosen.org/zoom.